The state of Alaska is formally taking over the massive North Slope Gas Line project. After months of mixed signals, Governor Bill Walker's administration and the state's three current partners, ExxonMobil, BP, and ConocoPhillips, told lawmakers this week that the state will take the lead on the megaproject as soon as this fall. It's a stunning departure from the approach the state has pursued for the last 2 years, marking yet another phase in Alaska's decades-long quest for a gas line. And as Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, lawmakers were told this week that the new approach comes with major new risks.
At about 3 p.m. on Thursday, the legislature's consultant, Nikos Tsafos of Analytica, stepped up to the mic to give his verdict on the state's newest proposal.
Let me put this very candidly. If I were taking over a $50 billion project, I would be a lot more worried than I feel folks are worried. Right, that this is, there's so much stuff that comes with it. And most of the things that have been offered as a reassurance have yet to reassure me.
Tsafos said the state is taking a huge risk. During an hour of testimony, he often had the air of a man frantically trying to flag down a train before it heads off a cliff, warning that if the three oil companies are stepping back, it likely doesn't make sense for the state to step forward.
You usually want to take over economic projects, not uneconomic projects.
A combination of low oil and gas prices and the high costs of the Alaska LNG project have prompted the state's three partners to reconsider their investment. ConocoPhillips testified they're unlikely to fund any project into 2017. ExxonMobil said they're willing to continue the current project, but on a slower timeline. Governor Bill Walker's administration has rejected that proposal, arguing the project must come online as scheduled in the mid-2020s. His administration is opting to push forward on its own. Tsafos says the state is ignoring other options.
You know, there's a spectrum of where we are right now to the state taking it over. And I can think of about like six permutations in between. And we've gone from one to the other, and I have no idea why we're not doing any of the things in between.
At the end of the day, he says a state-led project could make sense, but Alaska hasn't yet done its homework. Walker administration officials acknowledged there is work to do. Keith Meyer, the new head of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, says he's looking at two major changes. First, full state ownership of the project. That could exempt it from federal taxes and drive down its cost. Second, bringing in outside investors, for instance, pension or equity funds, who might be willing to accept a lower rate of return than the state's current oil company partners. Can you do both at once? He says, right now, that's unclear.
What we're trying to figure out now, and it's going to take some significant work, can we have those two things live together?
A report from the outside consulting firm Wood Mackenzie offered some support for both of those approaches. But lawyers consulted by the legislature cast doubt on whether a project with outside investors would qualify to be exempt from federal taxes. Speaking after the hearing, House Resources Committee co-chair Dave Tallarico, a Healy Republican, said the hearings had raised more questions than answers.
One of the biggest things that I think I'm taking away from this is the amount of risk that we may be taking on, taking on a state-led project. So I think that's a consideration that we really have to think about.
Lawmakers may not have much time to think. The project will begin to transition over to the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation in October, with the state expected to take full control by the end of the year. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.